Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings. And remember, the NFL is back. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for week one. Get this. You bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season, and you get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. This is a deal you can't pass up, guys. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and be sure you use code KSN. That's code KSN when you sign up, and for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin, I got to tell you, I love football. I love watching football. I also love betting football. All right? And yep. As the spreads come out, it's not just, okay, how do I want to bet them? It's, gee, what does that spread mean? That are I'm surprised by them. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about for this segment, because we do have spreads for most games this season. And I wanted to talk to you, my football expert. I wanted to see what games you like. And by the way, I'm going to get the spreads, and we're going to put it on our Twitter account. We're going to put it out so you guys could see all of this, all the games. But Dustin, taking a look at the season, the schedule, and the spreads, what games stick out to you?
Well, the first and foremost, updated spreads from the beginning of the season to now. These lines are going to better reflect where public sentiment is and where the action is right now. And you've seen a fair amount of movement on a few of these lines for Penn State, but none more so than week two against Ball State. One of the more, I think, from a gambling perspective, one of the most intriguing point spreads that you'll see. Ball State, what were they, 7-1 last year? They did a lot of good things. They're coming to Beaver Stadium a week after Penn State comes home sore and tired, maybe winners, maybe losers from Madison, that week one trip to Wisconsin. It's the matchup, not only Penn State, that whole thing, we want to go 1-0, but it's the matchup that everybody's looking forward to. And then you have the week after, as you mentioned it, this being a sandwich game with Auburn coming to town and that being a whiteout and everybody excited about that one. Will Penn State be up for this game? How legitimate is Ball State? Can they really pose a problem for 60 minutes against Penn State? That line went from minus 14, Penn State a 14-point favorite for starters, to now be drifting up to 20.5 points. And I'll be curious to see where things go, not only between now and September 4th, but then after September 4th, once you get that crucial piece of information about what this Penn State team is. That's the good thing from a gambling perspective. You'll know what you got in Penn State after week one. So I'll be curious where it goes. But 20.5 is a lot of points against the team that went 7-1 last year. I do think it's my belief, if I had to bet one way or the other, I would bet Penn State to cover 20.5. I really wanted to bet them at minus 14. But this Ball State team, it's a good, solid team. There's a lot of pieces back. They won games with efficiency and consistency and making timely plays last year. And that is a really wonderful formula. My question is, can that be replicated from one year to the next? Will their turnover margin, which was number 6 in the country last year, was there some good fortune involved there that's bound to sort of drift back closer to the average? So I feel like Ball State's formula is very narrow, and I think that it can help them hang in against Penn State, but I think they're going to give up some big plays in at least one phase of the game. I think Penn State, some fireworks in the second half of this one to pull away. I like them to cover 20.5, but I really liked them at 14.
I'm actually shocked. first of all, the difference to get from 14 to 20. And the other part that's surprising to me is I'm hearing so much about don't sleep on Ball State, you know, the sandwich game, as we talked about. And even members of our own team, you know, Ross has reminded me several times, this is a good Ball State team that's returning most of their folks. Andrew P. Shea has said the same thing. And here, so it sounded to me like the storyline for this game was Penn State, be careful, look out for Ball State, and yet the spread expanded. I don't understand that. I thought on the surface that 14-point spread was much more appropriate than 20 points. It will be interesting to see as we get closer how folks will bet that. And like you said, depending on what happens between Penn State and Wisconsin, that will certainly have an effect on this. Speaking of Wisconsin, Dusty, let's take a look at that game. It's the opener, and it started at Penn State as a three-point underdog. They were plus +3. It's now gone up to plus +4.5. My impression, I'm not surprised by that. I think that Penn State has a lot to prove after last year. I realize Wisconsin's in a similar boat, but it's at Wisconsin. And the 3 points, I think, was just the that it opened at was that's the three-point home field advantage. But I almost feel like the first home game at a venue like Madison, that the 4.5 points is actually still just about the home field.
I would say so. I think home field, I'm sure that sports books have an actual value on what that means, but it's got to be more than 3 points, a 3-point difference in, you know, the home field. So yeah, 4.5 points, that probably covers the home field. Wisconsin, I think there's a little bit more certainty on what they'll be in week one, especially. You know, a little bit more belief in their formula showing up. But 4.5 point, you know, the type of game that this, I feel like this is going to be, 4.5 points feels like a lot of points. I thought 3 points, you know, I really liked Penn State to cover that 3. I really like Penn State to cover 4.5. And the reason I say that is I don't think Wisconsin is really built to blow out Penn State unless Penn State absolutely kills itself. I'm talking about big time turnovers, pick six, you know, turnovers in your own end, not capitalizing, you know, going forward in a crazy fourth down at the 35. You know, I think Penn State's going to have to really beat themselves up if Wisconsin's going to cover this. If this is just a straight up game, the turnover margin is relatively close. I don't think Wisconsin is built to blow anybody out. You know, like I think Graham Mertz has flashed. But is he the guy that's going to, is he going to put up 42 points in an opener at home? I don't really see that. So I would take either team, you know, if they're getting anywhere 3+ points, because I think it's just going to be a close game. Certainly Penn State getting 4.5 would really tips the scales for me to play that one. I just think Penn State, you know, if they're at their best and Wisconsin is at their best, Penn State's a better team. The question is Penn State going to be at its best?
I find it interesting, Dusty, that you said here's how Wisconsin beats the spread. It's Penn State beating themselves with turnovers, with mistakes. I think you were just describing the opener last year against Indiana.
Right, and that experience only makes me think that Penn State, I don't want to say they're going to go into a shell, but they are going to, it's priority number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 to not make those types of mistakes in this game. You can't make them in this game. So even if that means that they have to play a little bit closer to the vest, they have to be a little bit more conservative, especially when it comes to offensive play calling, I think that's what they're going to do. Let's not beat ourselves before we get a chance to beat the opponent. And I think that's going to be, I mean, it's obviously a priority for every game, but I think the strategy and the coaching is going to reflect that at a high level.
Another game that you like, it's Penn State, a 3-point dog at Iowa. Again, I think that home field thing going on.
I mean, I think Penn State wins this game by a touchdown, and you're not going to convince me otherwise. I don't even think I will change my mind if Penn State stumbles out of the gates like they did last year. Maybe not quite that extent, but I just think Penn State has Iowa's number. Maybe that's James Franklin. Maybe that's Kirk Ferentz. Maybe it's just the way that these teams are built. I tend to believe that Penn State winning six consecutive games against Iowa in a variety of ways. You know, Iowa being on the doorstep, Iowa deserving to win, Trace McSorley to Juwan Johnson a few years ago. I just think Penn State is meant to beat this Iowa team, and I won't be convinced otherwise. Last year, Iowa beat up on them. Maryland beat up on them. I don't really view last year as an indication of how to view this game. I just think, I don't care if it's at Iowa or not, Penn State has gone into Iowa and won these types of games before. I like Penn State to win it outright, and I won't be convinced otherwise.
Finally, Dustin, a game that you don't like as far as Penn State's perspective, and that's Penn State is actually a 5-point favorite at Indiana.
And that's one that went from 5 to 5.5. The action,
yes,
supports this betting line. And I guess I'm going to believe it when I see it, because as much as you want to say, you know, Penn State is better than Indiana, Penn State's going to beat Indiana, they want vengeance for last year and all this, they were a better team. You know, they won the statistical matchup by a pretty significant margin last year. Indiana just made plays late. With Michael Penix Jr., I mean, I think Indiana is still going to make timely plays in this game. And 5.5 points seems like a lot for a game that's going to, that has some baggage to it. I don't think Penn State's blowing out Indiana. I definitely can see them beating Indiana on the road, but there's no way. I just don't see this being, in essence, a touchdown margin. I think it's going to be a really tight game. The only way it gets to maybe a touchdown is if there's overtime and Penn State scores and then picks off Michael Penix on their possession or something like that. I don't think Penn State's 5.5 points better on the road against Indiana in a game that's just going to, it's going to be a very spirited contest, and I think it's going to be settled one way or the other by 3 points or less.
Well, here's my take on it, why I still like Penn State in that game, Dusty, is my theory of teams that aren't typically very good, and then they have a big year, and everyone says, oh, they're on the upswing. Minnesota being the perfect example. 2 years ago, they won more games than expected. Oh, they're on the uprise. We'll see what they came back down to earth. It equalizes. I think Indiana was so fortunate to come away with that win against Penn State. As much as we all said it hurt Penn State the rest of the season, I think that catapulted Indiana to a good season. I see Indiana coming back to earth this year. We'll see what happens. Stick around. There's more show to go.
The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.